I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As economic times aren't looking any better, Global Advance is challenging Christians not to forget the harvest. David Shibley of Global Advance says,
there's a natural built-in self-defense mechanism in all of us that wants to kind of circle the wagons during difficult times. This makes it doubly important that we find and tap into the heart of God during these times and realize that a good offense is the best defense.
Shibley says right now there's a large spiritual crop worldwide and it could be lost if Christians don't step up. Next, the Luis Palau Association was featured in Monday's edition of the USA Today for their season of service ministry in Portland, Oregon. The ministry's executive vice president, Kevin Palau, says it all started out of their evangelistic festivals.
What if that festival was a celebration of the biggest community service effort in the history of Oregon? So we met with our mayor and said, what are the needs in our community? And the obvious things came up, helping with public schools, the environment, homelessness, free medical and dental clinics.
Last year, 26,000 volunteers from local churches helped in those areas, earning an opportunity to share the gospel. And Christians are helping get even more missionaries back on the field. The tight economy resulted in a shortfall for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Lottie Moon Christmas offering last year. As a result, they suspended programs and couldn't appoint new missionaries. Since then, donations have been pouring in. Ministry leaders have emphasized the importance of fulfilling the Great Commission and are pleased at the response. Pray these heartfelt donations will have a special impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.